Chapter 27, Part 3. He whose speech is good will not give cause for blame. In our discussion of Chapter 27 of Lao Tzu's Tao Te Ching, we have shown how the words, "he whose movement is good will leave no tracks," can be fulfilled. All the talents, abilities, and attributes a nature-born person may have, or which he might be able to develop, can only be used in a liberating way for himself and for others if he entrusts them to the living soul, which means if he surrenders himself to the gnosis on the path of the endurer and in this way opens his whole being to the other nature. The microcosm and the personality then become a unity. The approach to life, the lifestyle which proceeds from that, is one which makes possible total withdrawal from the alternation of antitheses. Death is completely overcome. The undivided Tao, the Seven Spirit, is manifested, and the personality who has thus focused itself on that which is above will no longer leave tracks in that which is below. For such a personality is in the world, but no longer of the world. That is the mystery of Tao. When you follow the good path and therefore no longer leave behind any tracks, you will have withdrawn from all reasons and causes for karma. When a person walks the good path and meets the other one, from within, he eliminates the earth-binding results of his actions. That is the mystery of what people call the forgiveness of sins. Though your sins be red as scarlet, so the Bible says, I will wash them whiter than snow. This happens not through some external agency, as if by divine intervention, but when you follow the good path and thereby enter into connection with the immovable kingdom, for then you, yourself, eliminate all the results of karma. You no longer leave behind any tracks. You begin to rule over the phenomena of dialectics and can therefore no longer be victimized by them. In this way, you will have eradicated the death-causing elements of your way of life. When someone practices goodness in the dialectical way, thereby invoking and activating opposing forces and effects, he will be bound to the results of his actions. He will not be able to free himself from them. That is the primary reason why human beings remain chained to the wheel of birth and death. They leave behind karmic tracks in the nature of death. Only when a human being's movement, his approach to life, is good, in the sense meant by Gnostic magic, will he no longer leave any tracks and therefore free himself from the nature of death. Then, for the first time, he will be absolutely free of the earth earthly and therefore able to work in the right way on earth, in the service of his fellow human beings. And, as is described in so many stories and legends about the sages of old, a light power will emanate from him which alone will be sufficient to make a considerable difference to the world and humankind. We have spoken a good deal about the misery of dialectically applied goodness, but we could say just as much about the trouble caused by false or wrongful speech or by the things people say when they are under the influence of astral agitation. What an aftermath a wrong-spoken word can have, even if, by the standards of goodness, it was very well meant. What causes for blame are so often involved in human speech. But the speech of those who walk the path of the gnosis will invariably be good and give no cause for blame, with all its karmic and hence earth-binding results. Their counting, their closing, their opening, and their binding will also be good. They will have no need of aids, bars, keys, or cords. In other words, in all their actions on the path of sacrifice for humanity, they will always take the right measures and the right decisions. They will open up whatever is needed to serve the holy work, and they will bind and close anything that could threaten the great aim. Therefore, everything, yes, everything is dependent on adopting the right path, the liberating approach to life. If your movement is, in this sense, genuinely good, you will hold the key to Gnostic magic firmly in your hand. Imagine how it would be if a group of brothers and sisters were to liberate this age-old magic of life in our midst. What a glory would be unleashed! Did you think they would need to discuss things for hours and days so as to be able to take the appropriate measures and the correct decisions, or to decide on the right way to understand things? No, these things would simply be there the instant their thoughts were directed towards some particular need. Everything would fall into place as soon as the need arose. A miracle? Absolutely not, only the result of the liberating approach to life which was forgotten so long ago. It is the result of living in Tao. That is why it is said that the sage always excels in caring for people and rejects no one.